us, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is at Deuteronomy chapter 3, God speaking to Moses. The Lord, He is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not suffer thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. God is encouraging Moses with the understanding that he will go before him and before the people. In our journey through life, we often face challenges and uncertainties and obstacles that leave us feeling overwhelmed and alone. However, as believers in Christ, we have the assurance that God does go before us. He's preparing a way, guiding our steps. This verse from Deuteronomy reminds us of the profound truth that God was encouraging them, and with the knowledge that He Himself would go ahead of them. This promise isn't just for them, it's also for us, all of God's children. When we trust in God and follow His leading, we can have the confidence that He has already gone before us. He knows the path we will take, the trials we will face, and the victories we will experience. As the psalmist declares, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways." God's presence before us means that we are never truly alone. He is with us every step of the way, providing strength and wisdom, and courage when we need it most. As Isaiah says, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight." God's love and grace smooth out the rough patches and straighten the winding roads of our lives. God promises to never fail or forsake us. He's the source. That's a source of great comfort. Even when we stumble or face setbacks, God remains faithful. For He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We can rest assured that God's love and presence are constant and unwavering. As we face the unknown, let's remember that God goes before us.